This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Swing low, my sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, my sweet chariot,
coming for
to carry me home. Low, my coming for to carry me home. Swing low, my sweet chariot,
coming for to carry me
The next segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Kwei and presented by Julian Amo.
If you're going the same old way, same shall you stay. But if it's a new vision, then it constantly calls for a new direction. If you're thinking average, you will be on the same old page. But if you want to excel, you will expel the rot to have a story to tell. If you are complaining, the same shall be your remaining. But if you are always praising, you shall he always be raising. If you live your life on a whatever idea, it will lead you wherever. But if you are careful about your choice, it will cause you to rejoice. If you're full of tears, you will always be with and be in your fears. But if you're full of cheers, then you will stand tall among your peers. Reflections by Ebenezer Koi. Hello, cherished listener. We thank God for his blessings that he has granted to us and ushered us into this wonderful day. May his name be praised and adored. I am Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own brother, Blessed Anu. Please are welcome.
Thank you.
As we all know, we are on lesson number 9, which is captioned The Great Controversy and the Early Church, and our memory verse is from Acts chapter 4, verse 13. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that this man had been with Jesus. And today's lesson says, the beginning of a new beginning. After his resurrection, Jesus spent 40 days meeting with the disciples to confirm the resurrection and to help them better understand the kingdom of God. However, even as they assembled just before Jesus departed into the heavens, the thing uppermost in their minds was whether or not this was the time for Jesus to finally conquer the Romans. Their own ideas of what should happen were so strong that they simply did not listen to what Jesus had been saying to them, even after 3.5 years of close instruction. From the best teacher the world has ever known, the disciples still had many wrong notions to unlearn. Dear friend, this is indeed a wonderful lesson here. The disciples who have been with Jesus for years and still what their minds were on were still the same. They never for a day or let's say a minute changed what their minds really were. Because to them, Jesus Christ was to conquer the Romans so that they might take over. But then they do not listen to exactly what Jesus Christ is trying to tell them. Stay glued to your sets as our pastor takes us through the lesson so that we might really understand it to the end, so that we can also be able to share it with others as well. The beginning of a new beginning. Please take us through the lesson.
Thank you very much. As a matter of truth, sometimes in this life, if you are facing challenges, if you are distressed, if you are being persecuted, if you are facing difficulties, and there seems to be a source of release, of a solution to your problem, your attention goes rather on that than what maybe the person wants to do in your life. So was it in the lives of the disciples. Although they walked with Jesus for about 3.5 years, as a matter of truth, Jesus has taught them so many things. He has taught them why he came to this world and what he is coming to do and what he has ahead for his children. But because of their preconception, because of what has preoccupied their minds, they were still looking for that Jesus Christ will set up a kingdom on this earth, that he will rule over the Jews. But Jesus had a different purpose. So as you read for us, if you look at Acts chapter 1 verse 3, they were still considering that Jesus will have to do something for them. If you look at Acts 1 verse 6, they thought that, when are you going to establish your kingdom? After his resurrection, they were still looking forward that Jesus will establish an earthly kingdom to rule over the Jews so that they will be free from the bondage or the ruling of the Romans. But fortunately, Jesus had a better plan or a better agenda or better idea. Although he has taught them, if you look at John chapter 24, Jesus walked with some disciples to the land of Emmaus after his resurrection. The Bible says the journey was about 60 miles. He talked with them, did everything. He opened the scriptures to them, but they still did not see how Jesus has resurrected from the dead. So their minds were preoccupied with so many things in their lives. But Jesus was telling them that, yes, although you are thinking this way, but this is how I want you to think. I want you to change your understanding. I want you to rethink about what you see and look at things differently in a different way. In that, I have come not to establish an earthly kingdom, but rather to establish a kingdom of eternity in which I want you to be my heirs. So Jesus Christ, although they asked him a question that was not in the right context, Jesus did not chastise them. He drew their attention to what they are supposed to do instead. So he told them that this is what you have to do. If you look at Acts chapter 1, verse 7, and I read, he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. Verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
The beginning of a new beginning is what we're looking at today. And with what we have learned today, we could see that it is indeed a wonderful and great God that we have. For him to be able to come back to his disciples, show himself to him, and then go back again. We believe that the good Lord himself will continue to shower his blessings upon us, grant us grace, and his will be done in our lives now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
The beginning of a new beginning. Please give us your last words.
During the time of Jesus Christ, the sons of Zebedee, James and John, with their mother went to Jesus. And the mother went with a request that, Jesus, I want you to let my son sit at your right and your left hand in your kingdom. They had a discourse. But after that, if you read Matthew 20, verse 24, it says that when the other 10 heard of this, they became indignant with the two brothers. They became angry with them. Why should you do that? Why are you seeking position in the kingdom of God? But if you look at Acts chapter 1, verse 14, the Bible says that they were all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. There has been a paradigm shift, let me say that, in character, from being angry to unity. There is our greatest need in this world now, as Christians, or as followers, as human beings, as the Holy Spirit. There are so many things we do that hinders the Holy Spirit from dwelling in us. When we hold grudges against our brothers, when we do what the Bible does not want us to do, when we are not in peace with all men, I encourage our dear listeners to learn from these children of God, the sons of Zebedee, the disciples of Jesus Christ. They let go what is not necessary, what is not important, what hinders the Holy Spirit from coming into them, so that the Holy Spirit can come and dwell in them and use them for his purpose. So as they allowed themselves, the Holy Spirit used them. Allow yourself. Let bygones be bygone. Live in peace with all men as the Bible directs us, so that the Holy Spirit, as we invite him, will come and live within us, and he will encourage us and lead us in this tough life. At the end, we shall be victorious. God bless you.
God has been so grateful to us for granting us the grace to be here this morning to share his word with you as well.
Blessed Jesus.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Tonight, sing it again.
Trust in the Lord with
God.
Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me.
Calling for you and me.
On the portals, he's waiting.
Coming up next is the moment of truth.
Watching for you and for me.
You are welcome to the moment of truth. I am your humble servant, Boachi Simon. Today's sermon is entitled, Better Days Ahead. Our key text will be taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9. I read, "But as it was written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of men the things which God had prepared for them that love him." Shall we pray? We thank you, our most gracious and everlasting Father, for today's opportunity with your children. My prayer is that you speak through me to yourself, your children, so that at the end we shall all glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be listening to me as a student who is in a very stressful condition, just because there might be some times that you find it very difficult to grasp whatever they teach you in school. There are sometimes too, maybe you can't pay your fees, and for that matter, you find yourself in a very troublesome conditions. Maybe as parents, you cannot work very hard, or you cannot earn what you are desired to earn to cater for your family. And for that matter, you are also in a great worry. I want to assure you that there are better days ahead. In Paul's first verses to the church of Corinth, he had to assure them of the topic that we are discussing today. He had to assure them that there are better days ahead, because the church might by then be contemplating on some of the physical problems that they are individually facing or faced as a group. Talking about the church of Corinth, beloved, Corinth is an ancient Greek city which was destroyed by Romans in the year 146 BC and re-established in 44 BC, which ruled by Roman colony established by Julius Caesar. As it was written, as the text gave us, Paul draws an inference from Isaiah chapter 64 verses 4 and 65 verses 17. The context of Isaiah chapter 64 and chapter 65 speaks to the Israel in captivity. God put Israel in captivity to Babylon because of her rebellion. They cried and cried and cried, seeking for help from the Almighty God, that God should intervene and then rescue them from this form of captivity that they went through. After 70 years, God delivered them and now gives them these words of encouragement that he has planned better days ahead for them. Paul also made mention of, "I had not seen nor ear heard." All what Paul meant was that no one had ever fully perceived and understood the value and then the beauty of those things which God has prepared for his people. In other words, the entire world had been strangers to this plan of God, until God had made a revelation to his people by his Spirit. I want to tell you that no man had conceived nor understood that plans that God had for us. Paul also made mention that the things which God has prepared. In this context, Paul is just telling us those future things that God has prepared for us. And then, one, you might be aware of the pardon of sin. Two, you might be aware of the atonement. And then, three, Paul was talking about justification by faith, peace and joy that religion imparts, was also the fourth plan that God has for us. All these good wishes, the blessings which the gospel confers, surpass the full intellectual capacity of people. Beloved, if on this earth the gospel bequeathed much blessing on the faithful, how much higher and purer shall be the joy that we shall get, or that shall be bestowed unto us in heaven. Let all that is very beautiful on this our earthly home remind us of the crystal rivers and the green fields, the waving trees and the living fountains, the shining city and the white robe singers of our heavenly home. Amen. I mean that word of the beauty is in such a way that no artist can picture, nor any mortal tongue can describe. With this, brethren and sisters, if you are going through pains, my brother, if you are going through sufferings, if failures and then disappointment are just at your doors, or you have just lost one of your dear friends and brothers, I want to assure you that better days are just ahead. I want to assure you that pains cannot exist in the atmosphere of heaven as it is expressed in the Word of God. Once again, let me repeat that better days are ahead of all of us. Days of eternal salvation, days of proper understanding, whereby every individual and then everything will be opened to us. The prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 11 that God's plan for us in these days are plans of peace. God's plans for us in these days that we are mentioned of are to give us a bright future and then hope. Beloved, I want to end with the Seventh-day Adventist hymn 493 stanza 3. I just read to you. It read like this: so my children, if the things this word gave you leaves you hunger, and then that will not pass away, my blessed Lord will come and save you if you kneel to him and then humbly pray. May the good Lord bless you as you choose to abide in him. Amen. Shall we pray? We thank you, our most gracious and everlasting Father, for delivering your message from through your servant to the whole world. I pray that as your message has just landed on the planet, may you give us strength, may you give us energy, may you give us wisdom so that we can abide by these rules, so that we can abide by this message, and then we have hope. And then we have eternity as you have promised us. In the name of Jesus have I prayed. Amen.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.
Jesus.